I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
So, go ahead.
No, I was just headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Go ahead, Leroy.
So, I've been going back and forth in this chat. And they were like, not true, Leroy. Most successful teams have a quarterback, except for the three retreads that are sitting up top. Right?
Crazy times right now.
Huh?
I said crazy times right now.
Right. And lots of teams don't have good lines. That's not accurate. All of the good teams have good lines. I don't know where you get this information from. Right? You just want to say stuff to make your point. But if you look at all the teams that have won the Super Bowl recently, they've all either had a really good offensive line, a really good defensive line, or both. That's not up for debate. When Patrick Mahomes won his last Super Bowl, that defense was dominant up front. The Eagles last year, dominant on both sides of the ball. So, I don't know what the hell football you watching, but all the successful teams have a good offense and defensive line. Periodically want to get through, like Joe Burrow. And they got that false sense of security thinking their offensive line was good enough. And that dude has been getting killed ever since. So, no, there aren't a lot of teams. There's guys that have gotten hurt. When you look at the Chargers, they're banged up. They lost two of their offensive linemen, right? They're struggling. They win in games, but they are struggling offensively. You just play the team that can't sack you when they get their arms around you. So don't look at the results and come to that conclusion, because every coach will tell you, we can't win nothing without either an offensive, defensive line, or both. That is factual around football.
I think if you do want to relate it to the Tua thing, though, it has been interesting. Like, a lot of the reports that have come out around Mike McDaniel's job security, like, there's been a lot of, like, thrown in the nuggets of, oh, he's a quarterback who can't get hit because, you know, of all of his injury past, you know, specifically the concussion stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that that's one of the things that they're trying to wonder is, like, are the Dolphins drawing up plays even more so because they're paranoid about Tua getting hurt? And even if you looked at, like, the Jets game, were they, like, you know, when Kiko Maui-Noah nearly takes his head off, are they thinking to themselves, kind of dodged a bullet there?
No, because here's what you do, okay? And you can go to the team that he just left, and they play a very similar style of football, okay?
Who just left?
The San Francisco. Oh. I'm saying when he was in San Francisco. They do a very similar style offense. All right? It's just done better because they have better protection. And I would say that CMC, Achane is equivalent or if not better than CMC.
Currently.
Currently. No, currently. Not what he's done. I'm just saying right now. Right? But they do very similar plays and stuff like that. It's just that because they've had success, it only looks like a failure here. But it's very similar. My thing is that when you have success doing something, You have to incorporate it into your offense to at least keep the defense honest. I don't know why they didn't roll Tua out last week. I really don't. It was one of the things that kind of caught me off guard, because I thought, okay, they had some success doing it. This is going to be a part of their offense. Not all the time, but it's a way of kind of helping that offensive line out when you can roll them out and just have them build a wall instead of having to be – I'm going to tell you what. Savaya Nye, if you one-on-one up front on the guy, that's what I'm doing. And when they drop to a straight back, they're asking him to block one-on-one. And then, God forbid, they should run any kind of stunt up front. Oh, my goodness.
He's look, it's bad right now. I get, and the other thing is, like, it's not just him, but I think that it has always been him no matter what. Like, even when the team was good, people were wondering if he was good enough to get them over the top. And now, now they're one of the worst teams in the league. And he hasn't been good this year. Even in the plays that he's had time, like, he hasn't been as crisp this year. He's turned the ball over a ton. His decision-making, particularly at the end of games, hasn't been good. But it's also a very poorly built team. It's built in shambles. It's all just kind of it's all just kind of caving in on itself. The line's built with a bunch of bums. The defense, it's true. They're built with a bunch of bums.
Was supposed to be a strength, can't do, stop nobody.
The defense gives up points. Bum. The defense gives up points more than they don't. Like, that's – you're basically – it's more than a 50-50 chance that when you take the field against the Dolphins defense, you're putting up at least three. Every drive.
All running for 200.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're so bad. And, you know, it just – but you don't look around the roster and you're just like – I don't really look at it and be like, oh, they're greatly underperforming. Like, yeah, there's some good players like Achan and Waddle and some – but very, those are the names. Like, you probably can count them maybe on, like, less than two hands of the guys that, like, how many other teams would really want these guys on their team?
Right.
There's not that many. And that's just the facts of it, you know?
But
and
before, my thing is, before you evaluate one player, don't you have to look at all those things? Right? We're just making it sound like, and this is what I'm trying to get away from, that if I change one piece, this team would be much better. Right? The way we tend to go after Tua is, if he was different, then everybody else would be different. And when you look at this team as a whole, that's not entirely true. And so before we start evaluating the end result, and that is Tua, do we have to?
Well, I think this is the thing, Leroy. Like, yeah, he's not the only problem, but I think the thing that is the truth, and when he goes out a couple of years ago, I was like, hey, the market's the market. You got to pay a quarterback $50+ million. That means you got to cover up some holes, not all. Right now, we're at a place where there's too many holes. I'm not asking the guy to block a typhoon coming in. You know, like, it's impossible with this team. This team sucks. But I think there are moments in game where you're like, hey, can you make a play here? And he's come up small. He hasn't, you know, there's been other ones, but there's been, in fairness, the last two games, he has come through. And his defense did not. His defense screwed the pooch.
So
which just leads to, they're just in totality a really rat-ass team.
I'm also a realist. And people saying, yes, and Lewis says, yes, having a great quarterback can make the team different. I'm convinced Leroy has CTE. No, Leroy has played on a team that understands, yes, a great quarterback can make a difference. Okay? But let's be clear. How many great quarterbacks are in the NFL right now? Five? Six?
What was the question?
How many great quarterbacks are in the NFL?
One.
You said
just,
one.
You're just giving it to Mahomes, that's it?
That's it.
Nobody else gets to be on the list?
So So my reality.
Josh Allen stunk the last 2 weeks.
I'm just saying a lot of these quarterbacks that we think are great.
My reality versus what everybody thinks, okay, is that you may get a great quarterback in the draft, but more than likely you're not. You're going to have to find somebody who's good enough, who's competent enough, and build a team around them. Right? That's the reality of this sport. Right? You got right now, you have teams that are leading divisions and have best records in the NFL that have a quarterback that their last team threw away as garbage.
Well, here's the thing, though, is when you get that, that's kind of the cheat code right now, though. Because in a salary cap sport, when you got to spend $50 million plus on a quarterback, you're not going to have the places to plug in and have the budget to plug in other places. So if I have Baker Mayfield on a prove-it deal for a couple of years or Sam Darnold on a get-right deal for a couple of years, like it's almost like getting a guy on a rookie deal again. You're not expecting the same things. It's just not as lofty anymore. And so like the guys
that
you could really pay, I guess the question is like, how many great quarterbacks there are? Yeah, maybe you say it's five, but how many quarterbacks could you really pay $50+ million to and your team's going to be all right?
Four.
Like that's becoming the real question about it.
But here's the other thing. Like sometimes you get lucky, right? Sam Darnold going to the Vikings, he was supposed to be a backup. He got paid to be a backup and the starter got hurt. Right? So you kind of fell into that situation.
But what does he even make now? Like, what is his new contract?
He's like making 35,
like, yeah, 35. Million. That's a lot of difference. That's a big difference.
That's two more players. That's another offensive lineman.
Tobin's right. Like, the formula now is either you draft the quarterback, in the, you draft him, get him for 5 years, have him before you have to pay him. You have money and you surround him with a lot of talent, or you get the reclamation project, put the right personnel in the right court. That's the thing about these guys. But, Leroy, you're right.
Right.
These guys get drafted in bad situations. I know that firsthand. And what happens is they fail, and then everybody puts all, you know, the bus narrative on them. Then they get around real coaching, guys who are going to develop them. And if you talk, look, Baker went to what? He went to L.A., right, for the Rams?
Carolina?
He went to – no, but before Carolina – I mean, he went to Carolina, but he went to the Rams. That little time with McVay, boom, he went to Tampa. Look what he's doing. Darnold. Right. Darnold went to Minnesota, right?
Quarterback guru.
Quarterback guru in O'Connell, he shined.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Daniel Jones,
same thing with Daniel Jones. So
can
now
I say this?
So is the question is that are the Dolphins coaching staff?
Here's, and I'm going to ask you this, and you can ask everybody.
Are they not developing the players?
Guess what? The Giants did it, right? They brought in reclamation projects, two of them.
But they also drafted a guy. Like, there's not that big investment there. Like, that's the thing is all these, like, how many teams right now are good that are paying their quarterbacks a ton of money? And I'm looking right now, I mean, like,
it's at least six. Because Detroit's paying Goff.
There's probably, like,
paying Hurts. Buffalo and Kansas City.
Buffalo's paying Josh.
Baltimore's paying Lamar.
Well, Baltimore stinks, though.
I mean, but that's just this season right now.
I'm talking about right now. I'm not talking about what's done the accomplishments. I'm talking about right now. You got Jacksonville. Who's got a good record? Because they're paying. Finally, Blondie's decided not to screw the pooch.
Sunshine.
Yeah, but they paid him on hope it works out.
I know they did. I'm just saying right now, he's getting paid a boatload of money. They got a winning record.
Dallas.
You know,
Dallas is 2-3, dude. I'm not putting them on the list.
But I'm just saying
he's doing well.
They're paying their quarterback a ridiculous amount. Like, he's getting
$60 million. We're talking team success, though. I'm not saying are they playing well.
You know who's going to be the next quarterback that we might have the same conversation with? Houston.
She dished out, yeah.
He's about to be up.
He's still got two more years. This is his third season.
I'm just saying, now you start talking about it.
Right.
So that and so and they're not very good right now. So I like
the difference with Tua. The thing with Tua that plenty of skeptics were worried about. I'm not talking about even coming into college because I know you had worries about that. But the thing that was worrisome with investing in him, and it was the nightmare scenario last year, is you paid him and he had a past of head injuries. And what happened the second week of the game? The second week of the season, boom, he's out for a month.
Correct.
You know, and you can't treat him like other guys because when Tua has a head injury, you know you got to keep him out because he's had a past of it. So that's the other conundrum that they face with that stuff. We got to take a break.
Well,
we can get back into it. We just got to take a break. Yeah. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.